This podcast is brought to you by Uswitch for Business, one of the UK's leading price comparison services for small businesses. It's the second of a series of podcasts where we ask various small business owners about their experiences of the recession. Approaching the end of 2009, the UK economy is starting to show signs of recovery. In this episode, we ask small business owners whether they are starting to see green shoots.
First, we were joined by Rob Spate from Outpost Sound, a film and music post-production studio.
I wouldn't say we're out of recession, and I wouldn't say that it's a major turnaround. It's more kind of a very slow acceleration, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's just things are, we're getting more confidence, and I'm feeling, I think it's one of those things, it's self-perpetuating, really. If you hear it enough times, then you start to believe it, but until you start seeing the cash come through the door, and I'm a bit of a cynical old one, you know.
Wendy Shand, the owner of Tots to Travel.
It's impossible to know. I think we have to be aware that it might just be, the recession might just be a W shape. And I'm not resting on my laurels, and neither am my team. We're keeping going at the same rate. I think what I can sense is that it's been a very quiet year in terms of sales, but in terms of what else is going on in the business world. From a business perspective, there have been fewer conferences, there have been fewer press opportunities, the press have been more reluctant to take press trips and so on and so forth. So I think what I sense now is that there is a greater confidence, and people are allowing themselves to plan for things to happen in the future. So I think that's where I see growth and things happening.
In an industry like travel, there's always going to be seasonal variations there, isn't there? And some years, some destinations are going to be more popular than others, and that kind of thing.
For us, France has been really, really popular again, and I think that's because it's easy and perceived to be relatively good value. I think for our families have consolidated their income. They perhaps made savings on their supermarket shop or in other areas of their lives, and they prioritised their family holidays. I think the biggest lesson that we will have learned out of this recession is to take nothing for granted, to really keep an eye on our cash flow and our bottom line. And I think we're at a stage of our growth where the recession's really been quite useful, because it will allow us to grow from here on in, really with a very keen eye on making sure that when the next recession comes, and of course it will come eventually, that we haven't got too many members of staff, or that we've got too many pressures on our bottom line.
Yeah, so you'll have come out stronger there, as it were.
I hope so. I mean, I'm reluctant to be too arrogant about it, but I think we've certainly learned very, very important lessons from what's gone on in this recession.
David, from A Suit That Fits, an online bespoke tailoring service.
Our rate of growth has kind of re-established itself to what it was before September last year. So actually, our August sales were 80% up on August sales last year. So from our point of view, I think it's going. This year seems to be going pretty well for us. Having said that, one thing that we're always doing is trying to recruit people. And we did notice at the start of the year, it was when we put an advert up, we would get hundreds of applicants within the first couple of days. We've still got a lot of applicants, but it's more in the scale of tens rather than hundreds now. So I think from that point of view, the signs that I'm kind of directly look at look like things are starting to get better, really.
Will from Scooter Wear Shop, Urban Rider.
I seem to talk about green shoots, but the customers, when you speak to them day to day, the situation hasn't improved massively. A lot of people have found their mortgages are actually cheaper. Their outgoings are less because of the very low interest rates, and they've got more money to spend, and they're still spending that. But people themselves, when they talk about their own job security and job prospects, I haven't noticed anything in the last few months which would make me feel that the situation is changing. Some people are talking about property prices in the locality recovering and going up, which I think makes people feel more confident. But I don't think there's been anything to show that people actually have more money in their pockets to spend. We definitely haven't seen a boost in sales in the last few months. But having said that, we're seasonal to a degree, and we for us the summer is a very, very busy period, whereas for a lot of retail they're building up to Christmas. So it'll be interesting to see in our sector in the new year, where winter is a bit quieter for us, it'll be interesting to see how many companies are still standing.
The entrepreneur behind Crunch, the accounting system for freelancers, Darren Fell.
We've actually seen a massive, massive surge in our marketplace, our customers going freelance and going contracting, or even going locuming if they're in the medical world, and it's been fantastic. So we've got a lot of new people, and to that effect, we set up 2 years ago while we were building Crunch, freelanceadvisor.co.uk. Yeah, and you know, it's written by the community to help them in every way about setting up. And we're starting to see the traffic on that pick up massively because people want to know, how do I set up a home office? How do I make that tax efficient? Where do I go and get business cards done? What about IT help? Because I used to be able to pick up the phone and call someone to fix my Outlook.
Yeah.
Used to come running up to my floor. So we're seeing that really surge. So in short, Kelvin, we're seeing the marketplace for Crunch increased massively because of the recession. The other realms of what's going on, I think the confidence personally is picking up massively.
Yeah.
From all the other business leaders I chat to, there's so much more confidence out there. In all honesty, the online world, I don't think has ever fallen into recession,
mm-hmm.
where retailers haven't worked. Monies that have come out of shops and retail units have gone straight back into improving their online versions
because
it's so much more efficient. So, you know, I don't think we've ever seen a recession, in the online world. But, you know, the recession is a fantastic time, and we will carry on seeing mass redundancies. Big corporates will use it as a brilliant excuse to get rid of dead wood. That's an unfortunate thing to say, and it's not a very nice term for the people that are removed. But, you know, sometimes that is a good kick up the bum for people who have been just stuck in a corporate, not knowing what to do, and that's enough to ignite them into going, right, I'm going to go and do something for myself. The thing I've been doing in this corporate, I'm actually going to go freelance, and they shock themselves when they start getting work and they start making a successful freelancing career out of it. So, you know, the recession for us is almost like what recession, because we're in the online world, and our customer base has grown so massively, it's been quite staggering.